In Shaker used to work at the Syrian army base in Baba Amr in Homs. She says she saw how the army began to kill people protesting against the government after Friday prayers.
We used to see the killing in front of us. We saw how they used to shoot randomly on demonstrators after Friday prayers. The army raided the houses. If they couldn't steal from the house, they would burn it down or kill its owner.
So Umm Shaker decided she needed to get her four young children out of Homs, moving to another town for several months. But after one of her sons was hit by shrapnel last month, she decided to take the risk of being smuggled into Lebanon.
The Free Army helped me flee. We fled through the fields, and the Free Army helped to protect the kids.
Umm Shaker says the rebels helped her for free, but others like Abu Skandar pay smugglers what is for them exorbitant sums to move their families across the border. A loose network of activists, rebels, and businessmen has been smuggling refugees out of Syria.
We bribed the officers and I snuck my family through the border. Normally the road to Hama to Tripoli takes 2.5 hours, but because of the situation, it took my wife about 12 hours.
Abu Skandar says he paid around $400 to smuggle his family into Lebanon, the equivalent of nearly 2 months' salary. Now they live in a cramped one-room apartment in a poor section of town. He says his life before the protests was good, but the Syrian government treated people poorly.
My financial situation is good, thank God. I have a two-story home, a car, and a shop, and I had a job as a warehouse supervisor too. But I felt that there was so much injustice from the government. And if you need to do anything, you need to have a partner in the government.
As fighting rages in Syria, the United Nations Refugee Commissioner predicts a gigantic outflow of Syrians, which is only likely to increase the smuggling stream. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Tripoli, Lebanon.